about it, sweetheart.
Good, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DTA, aka 509 Reasons. Check us out on Instagram, Stirring the Pot Podcast Talks. Welcome to another episode, y'all. Happy you guys can be here. This is a special episode because this episode right here is an episode we did live on Facebook. So we have multiple guests on this particular podcast. And the topic is, women are the prize, but aren't men the catch too? Because I know we always have these conversations on social media speaking about women being the prizes, which understandably so. Y'all are definitely the prize. But it's like we almost overlook men as far as their contribution to relationships, right? It's almost as if like, to my thought, it's like we almost are putting down men at the expense of putting up a woman, you know. So I thought it would be interesting to have this conversation and find some type of connect. But without further ado, this is a long episode, so I split it up into two. So this is going to be part one. I'll definitely be releasing part two shortly. But I hope you enjoy the episode and feel free to leave your comments and let us know what you think. What's your thoughts on this particular topic? Let's get into it. Yeah.
Okay, let's jump in. So my thing is, my parents raised me so different. Okay. My father left my mother and father divorced when I was like 16. My mom raised me to work hard for everything you get and don't expect it from a man. Whereas my father.
Hey, Cheryl. Huh? Cheryl.
Yes.
I got a couple of questions. What's your age? What's your dress size? I'm just joking.
you starting up early. You gotta relax. What you drinking?
No, Kevin Samuels, no.
What you drinking?
Go ahead, do your thing, my fault.
But like I was saying, my dad, this is why I wanted to jump on this one, because my dad taught us before he left. He was like, you don't chase after men at all. You're the prize. He said, a man can be a catch and that's all well and good, but who the hell said that you should be out fishing as a woman? And I was like, okay. So basically it's like a man should be providing for you. This is what my dad kind of instilled in us girls. And we kind of rebelled against it because I'm single. I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not dealing with all of that right now because, you know, my mother's ill and stuff like that. But a lot of women are going after the big ticket items, the big men's. And yes, I've been a sugar baby. I've had men that are like, Cheryl, I want to buy this for you. I want to buy that for you. And I'm like, what? You know, I've had men go, when I had, before I bought my Cadillac, I had like an older gentleman that I dated for like 3 years. He was a judge. And he was like, oh, here, let me give you the down payment for your convertible, and bought me a convertible, like pretty much gave me $5,000 to put down on a convertible. And it was crazy. And I was like, okay, whatever. Cause I was like, all right, I want to give it to me, whatever. And I didn't have to do anything for it, which is kind of funny. It's very interesting. I did not have to do anything for it.
What were you doing to him?
I don't know. Maybe I was a charity case to him. I don't know. But I did nothing for it. Like, there's a lot of women that are like, oh, I'm going to get that Louis bag, but I have to like suck his dick, or I have to do this or that, whatever, for it. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. But at the same token, like I said, these women think that I'm a catch because they keep saying, well, I'm a catch because I got my own money. I got my own job. I'm doing this. But I expect you to come in with at least $300,000 a year. You're going to buy me a house. You're going to take care of me. And then I'm going to stop working. This is the new thing that I've noticed a lot of women. I'm going to stop working so that I can just sit in the house and you can get, you know, I can get my nails done. Or if I work a little job, it's my nail money, but not to work anymore. I've noticed that. And it's funny because I've infiltrated a lot of different groups like that, where they're just like, yeah, I want to be a housewife. Like there's a woman online. She does a lot of different talks. She's on, what is the name of her page? I forget. But she does have receipts to back up the fact that she gets women married. But then she'll put out things like why the Black woman shouldn't be working. Why should you be a housewife? You should be a housewife. You shouldn't be working. Your husband should be working. Your husband should be providing for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, see me, I love working. Like this is killing me right now, this whole pandemic. Cause you know, you see me, Dee Dee, running around like a damn fool. You know I'm working.
No, I feel you 100%.
Tell you. And it's like funny to me because like I said, it's become this whole thing about materialistic stuff and this man's gonna do this. Like for instance, the new thing, I saw a meme this afternoon and it was Michael B. Jordan rented out the whole aquarium because Lori Harvey likes turtles. So he rented a whole museum aquarium out for him for them to have dinner because she likes turtles. Now, and then a gentleman wrote underneath it, he said, no wonder why all of you are depressed, because all of you are looking for that person to do those things for you. Yes, romantic gestures are fantastic, but I don't expect anybody to rent out the museum, the New England Aquarium for me. I really don't, you know? And I do believe, yes, everyone is a prize. Everyone is a prize. Sure. But at the same token, there are a lot of women. See, what I think is the biggest thing that in this world that's not happening is courting. Nobody is courting anymore. It's not about, you know, you're getting to know somebody better. It's about, okay, this is our third date. Where's my Chanel bag?
Well, okay. So let me run it back because in the beginning you were saying
I'm all over the place, so bear with me. I just ramble. Sorry, it's all good. And I'm not even a quarter of the way through my drink.
Please. That's what I'm saying, girl. You better make sure you got your water on deck because it could jump on you real quick when you're sitting down and you're getting good with the conversation.
Child, you know how much liquor it takes to put me down, please.
Listen, COVID might have shit different for you, so. Just, you know what I'm saying? But yo, so let me run it back. And Wise, if you want to jump in, let me know. Like if you got questions or if you want to jump in into anything she had said.
Yo, well, I actually had a couple of questions for Cheryl.
Absolutely.
While she was talking early on, just to get a better idea, better understanding of who Cheryl Simmons is, right? So earlier on, it was like, yeah, you got a caddy, you doing this, you doing that. Just so I can get a better understanding, like, reason why I say that is because there's a lot of, there's women out there, right, that, like you said, your father taught you that men supposed to provide this and that, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of women out there that make it extremely difficult for a man to actually be a man, right? So in the sense, I mean, as far as, right, we understand, like, nowadays it's different. It's not like back in the days where the man is working and, you know, you stay home, take care of the kids and wash clothes. It's slightly different now. You got to evolve with the time. You got to understand that. Mm-hmm. But still, nonetheless, real men would always still love to feel like real men, right? So therefore, in a situation, if I'm with my lady, right, this whole, and I'll go ahead and throw the word independent, right? Because that's just that's the catchword that everybody loves nowadays, especially on the female gender side, independent, right? I really like to think of it more so, especially when you're involved in a serious relationship. I think we're very much dependent on one another, man as well as woman, right? So I just wanted to see as far as like, what's your mindset on that? So I heard you say, you know, like you bought in half of the house with your mom, and you got your own car, you got this, you got that, right? So as far as like in a relationship, how is it that are you in a relationship with that mindset, or is it like you're like, all right, cool, even though I do me, but I still know how and when to fall back and let him do him what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
It's a give and take. It's a give and take. Whereas, you know, I want a man to be a man, and I'm going to be me as a woman, as a feminine woman. Okay. I can't really say it's like a provider, and it's almost like a provide and protect situation. He's not providing me with like what I want to be provided for, with like love, loyalty, you know, things like that. But for me to say, okay, so I need you to pay this bill for me or pay that bill for me, I feel like that's kind of unacceptable. I'm not comfortable with that, you know? I know I took the money from the judge and everything, but I was like broke as shit when that happened. But I've invested well, so I'm okay now. But needless to say, I just, I don't feel as though, like I said, a lot of women are doing this thing where they're expecting within the first month or so, they're expecting tons of things. And it's like, you can't expect to be considered a prize if you feel like you need to have a prize money to be a prize. You know, you have to pay to be a prize. Somebody has to pay you to be a prize.
I don't want to say that a lot of women are expecting things per se. There's definitely
you'd be surprised.
Oh well, shoot, there it is. I guess I avoid them. See, like the thing plague.
The thing is, like I said, I'm in a lot of the groups and things like that where they're like, oh, so how do I tell a guy in a feminine way to give me money? How do I tell a guy, you know, how do I get a guy to pay my rent? How do I get it? I've only dated him for a month and a half. I've only dated him for 3 months. How do I get him to pay my rent? How do I get him to do this? How do I get him to do that? You'd be surprised at how many women are doing that or asking advice as how to do that. Mm-hmm. You'd be extremely surprised.
So at that point, what's their real end goal then? Is it really to find a mate, or is it they just trying to get their bills paid?
I'm sorry, Lovey, but you're a little muffled.
I'm sorry. I said at that point, what's their end goal? Are they trying to get a mate, or are they just trying to get their bills paid?
I feel like it's almost like they're playing Monopoly. That's how I feel. That's what I'm seeing. It's like they're playing Monopoly and one-upping each other. I got a Chanel bag. I got a this bag. I got a this. I got that out of this guy. It's like they're one-upping each other, like who can get more and who can get the best and who can do this and who can do that. That's what I feel like I've been seeing. Whereas, you know, I've noticed that over the past like 3 years that a lot of women, it's coming through a wave. You know, it started with like, you know, you see somebody like, you know, I don't know, different people that are like, oh, my boyfriend gave me this, my boyfriend gave me that. Mm-hmm. And you see that celebrity that has a Birkin that's like, oh, I got a Birkin. And they're showing off their Birkin. So it's making it, everybody wants a Birkin. And it's kind of funny now because the woman that the Birkin was named after, Jane Birkin, she was a French actress. She doesn't even want her name associated with the Birkin anymore because she said it's become too common. I was like, black. No.
I was about to say.
Okay. Yes, okay. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
That's because black women are carrying Birkins now. And she said it though, at the beginning of when she said it, it's when the Kardashians would run around Birkin, Birkin, Birkin. Mm-hmm. She didn't like her name being associated with the Kardashians. But if you think about it, the Kardashians are, they want to be black so bad, but if they ever caught our struggle, they'd want to be white all over again. But yeah, that's where a lot of that's coming from. So like, for instance, even like Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton is no longer considered a luxury bag. It's considered the secretary's bag. Women are like, why would I carry the same bag as my secretary? So people don't carry, like, people who carry Louis Vuitton, it's like, oh, you're a secretary. You know? So, because now it's considered common. And so, like, going back to, like, the materialism of all of this, whereas these women think they're the prize because they're like, well, you can buy me this, you can give me that, because I'm a prize, so you have to buy me to be your prize. That's not the way it is, and that's not the way it should be. But unfortunately, that's the way it is now, but that's not how it should be, you know?
Yeah, I see. Like you said, they get a Birkin bag and don't even have $5 to put in it.
Thank you.
All right.
And I'm like, if you're carrying a designer purse, at least have money in it. Because, you know, there's girls that be pulling out. I'll never forget the day that I saw a girl pull out a Louis wallet and was pulling change out the wallet because she didn't have no money. And I was just like,
shoot. So I can't even get y'all a gift bag no more. Because that's not easy. That's not. No. Okay.
It depends on the woman, though.
I don't want an average woman.
Well, what do you want? See, the thing is, what do you want?
That's just me the joking. Factor of,
oh, I know. If you, I mean, and it's not Biddy even having like Biddy an average woman.
Biddy wants a 10.
Say it again.
You want a 10.
You want a 10? Of course.
I can't afford it.
Everybody wants a 10 or an Insta baddie, you know.
I can't afford it. My brain cells can't cope either.
You can't afford it. You can't afford the drama. You can't afford it with what they expect from you. You can't. Most men can't afford that. And see, not only that, but it's also like women like that puts a psychological hurt on a lot of men too. It's not just like taking all their money, but it's also psychological. Well, they put a psychological hurt on some of these men, you know?
What's that?
They dry them up.
I have put a post up the other day.
I'll make a couple commentaries. I do believe that women are definitely prizes, or whatever the word it is that you want to use, right? But that's not every woman, right? So it depends. It has to be the right woman. It has to be. Not every woman is a prize, right? So let's put it that way. Like, just like you said, Cheryl, some women out here, they trying to get their rent paid. They trying to get a Birkin bag. They trying to get this, that, and the third, right? So at that point.
I can't find it, Didi. Go ahead and get it. Look.
I found it.
Okay.
You found it? Yeah. So at that point, if I encounter somebody like that, I'm running, right? Because now at this point, You're just trying to drive me up. You're just trying to drive me up, use my money, you know, versus because actually trying to, you know, work towards a, you know, like Mimi said, a partnership, work towards a goal together, right?
Oh, they don't want to do a partnership no more. Mm-mm.
No, they don't do that no more. And when I say partnership, I'm not talking about 50-50 type movements. That's not what I'm saying. When I say partnership, I'm talking about we are a team, right? You're supposed to be building me up, spiritually, morale. You know, tell me, you know, encourage.
Mm-mm, they don't want to do that anymore either. They said, we're not Bob the Builder. We're not Bob the Builder. We're not 50-50.
When I say builder, I'm talking about like, you just got to encourage a man, right? You got to speak life into him. You got to continuously to where the world outside is beating him down. You got to be raising him up, right? That's your dude.
It's like being a cheerleader. You have to be a cheerleader, and there's a level of support that should be happening. And that level of support, from what I've seen, is not happening anymore. It's really not. Nobody wants to have that partnership. They just want to take. And it's like, I know what it's like to be a giver, because I give. And I've had people take from me. So a lot of these women now just want to take. And I see the signs of, like, from ex-boyfriends that I've had, where they just take everything. And a lot of these women, that's what they're doing. They're just taking, taking, taking. They don't want to give. And you say, oh, I'm giving pussy. That's not
if they're lucky to get some of that. Because that's not.
If they do. Yeah, exactly. Because some of them, like, I don't want to. Yeah.
So let me add a little. Well, actually, let me get to this thing, that the post that I found. I found the post. I was saying that I was disappointed in some of these insecure men that enable these eaters. I don't know if you understand the term eater, because that's some Florida stuff right there.
That's a soul eater?
Not even a soul eater. A eater. Why is it? Can you give me a good definition of an eater?
Break it down for me. Break it down.
Eater.
An eater.
It's got so many, you can use it so many ways, but in the aspect I think you're talking about. So read your post again to me one more time.
I was saying that I'm disappointed in some of y'all insecure men that enable these eaters.
All right. So eater could be so many things, right? We could be talking about somebody that when a guy sees a chick, almost kind of like a thot, almost kind of. You see what I'm saying? Hey, you see her, she's a thot, she's like an eater, you know? So it's like you've really put little to zero wife value on her, pretty much. All right, she's basically somebody that's for the street.
That's it.
That's kind of the
that's the really that you wrote. That you found it. That's what I was looking for the streets.
Oh, okay.
So I'm disappointed in some of these guys who have that are insecure and enable these women because they know they've experienced men giving them what they want. So it's like, wow, let me keep doing this. Cause if I just smile at them, I do this and do that, I can get a free meal. I can get a Birkin. You know what I'm saying? I could take a trip. I get flued out type shit. You know what I'm saying? Those are eaters. Straight up, those are eaters. And while I'm saying that, some of the men that are enabling them, they're not even getting nothing in turn for that. Mm-hmm. What, attention? Mm-hmm. If you a sugar daddy and you getting something, you getting a little piece of action from that, so be it. That's what your relationship is, and that's full respect. It's a transaction.
Yep.
I give you this because you give me that.
Yep.
So in other words, the woman at that point is realistically, she's a whore.
Listen, I don't want to be
rude or anything or disrespectful. I'm just saying, as far as what's the word, a prostitute? How about that, right? Because that's what they actually do. You pay them for a sexual encounter.
Well, that I can't call it that because there's some people. Damn.
I'm just saying. Let's stick to the definition of word, a prostitute.
Hi everyone, I'm John.
So, just jumped in this motherfucker.
Yeah, because I feel like it's a one-size store. We're not allowing other voices to be heard right now, unfortunately.
Mimi, welcome. Mimi, welcome.
Thank you, Wise. So when you guys, I'm going to stick to this topic right now, the eaters. We have to also be mindful of the fact that there's men out there that's doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So we have men out there that are leeching on to women. They don't have a car. They don't have a house. They don't have a pot to piss in. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It happened from here to there. If he breaks up with this woman today, he has nowhere to stay. So
is that something that's really common?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes. Absolutely. That, absolutely.
But
Hobo sapien.
Before you go on with that, we know we could all agree in this room right now that the dude that does that nigga ain't shit. We can
and the same
all
thing
agree
for the
that.
One exactly and exact and exact same thing that you're saying that speaks for the women that are doing that too.
Yeah,
they're not what. So let's not make it seem like it's one-sided. It goes both ways. Everything that we're talking about is really going both ways. Like,
thank
I don't
you,
want
Mimi.
It to seem as
I
though
it's
just from female
and
women.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But y'all make it a profession. I'm not saying y'all.
Oh, you don't think men don't make it a profession?
There are certain guys that do the same. There are a lot of men that do the same. There are a lot of men that do the same. And the funny thing is, not only is it prevalent just in us, like, you know, cis or heterosexuals, the gay men, there are a lot of gay men that do that too. So it's not just women that do that.
Let's not really count them as men.
Here's where I'm gonna go with that. Like, who allows that? Because if you really look at it, men are supposed to be considered the providers, protectors, yep, you know, things of that sort. You know what I'm saying? So
who allows a man to come into their house and do that? The woman.
Mm-hmm.
The woman, because she has, see, there are a lot of women. Now listen, there's a lot of women that have a complex of, I have to help. They have that whole helper thing. It's an actual thing. I forgot what it is. But there are a lot of women that are out there that is like, I have to help this man. I have to help him grow. I have to, Bob the Builder. That's what a lot of women don't
want
to do.
Oh my God.
There are a lot of women that do the Bob the Builder thing. They really do. And then when that man is built and that house is solid and that man is built and solid, dude takes off for the other woman. That is like the one that's like, I don't do shit. I don't cook. I don't clean. I don't do nothing. But I look really good in a bikini, so you can walk down the street with me. They really are.
There's no disagreeing with anything that y'all women are saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fact that, like I said, the man is supposed to be providing. So,
absolutely.
So, like, it doesn't, like, if we were saying, like, a woman getting flued out, y'all would be like, man, girl, go ahead and catch that flight. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all would be encouraging. It's like, oh, that man's giving it to you? Girl, you better go ahead and get that. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be the same attitude on this side, really. You know what I'm saying? Because that looks weird. Like, you're not getting your own money. Excuse me for saying the N-word. I'm getting nice now. But it's like, bro.
It should be. That's my baby.
Yeah,
yes.
but it's like, bro, you're not getting your own bag, because now we looking at you like you need to depend on her. You know what I'm saying? But the attitude's not reciprocated on this side.
I heard somebody say something.
Yeah, I agree with you, D, but you have to also understand the type of men. It's just like the type of women that we're speaking about, and it's also the type of men. We're not talking about men of quality. You know what I mean? They are, so a lot of times their friends that they're surrounded around kind of reflects them a lot. So they're like, yo, keep doing you until you ready to get on your feet. Yeah, man. She's supposed to help you until you I'm sorry, this is my man, but she's supposed to help you until you get on your feet, man. Remind you, he been down for a year, haven't applied to not one job. He refused to take an $8 job, and his family is struggling. His woman is taking care of the household. He refused to accept anything. This is just an example.
She bought him a $1,400 iPhone. Yeah. And she bought him the PS5, and he's sitting in the house all day watching the PS5.
Well, she a fool for doing that, but that's a whole different conversation.
This is true.
But if he had the right type of friends, his friends would be like, yo, it's something to just for now. This is not the end. This is not the end. You know what I mean? But you have, it all depends on who's your circle, who's in your circle. Like, and unfortunately, sometimes women, they're only going for just looks, and the same thing for men. We're just so attractive to what we see and not really paying attention to what they really bring to the table. And with that being said, it's like, when you look at a particular person, you better also pay attention to his surroundings. So if his circle does not reflect the lifestyle that you want or the direction that you're trying to go, especially the conversation that they're having, that should be your red flag.
See,
does that make sense, what I'm saying? I hope I didn't trail off.
It does. But men like me and Wise, we can't comprehend.
I know that's a difficult question.
But,
man.
No, but
of course you can.
We can't comprehend, but we can't comprehend because we don't know people like that.
No, y'all can't comprehend it because you're not in that situation. Yeah. You don't have anybody like that in your circle.
For sure. Most definitely.
So that's why y'all can understand it and y'all can compute it, if you will, but you can't relate to it. That's what it is.
Sure,
it's not about you can't relate to that because that's not you and that's not the way that y'all roll out and do your thing.
Let me ask y'all a question, y'all women on here, since this is like Diddy said, right? It's a little difficult when you're not really around that type of atmosphere, around people like that. What do you guys think the percentages are?
To be honest, wise, I really don't know. I'm sorry. Go ahead and repeat the question, wise.
No, I said, what are the percentages as far as, let's say, like, we're talking about men that do that versus all women that do that? Do you guys think it's like a 50-50? Is it a 60-40? No. Is it a 70-30? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the percentage? Because I
would say 70-30.
70-30.
More women do that. What, like the like utilizing people for their home and their possessions? I would say probably maybe 60-40. 60 women, 40 men. I'm not sure. I can't really speak for what I know. But I'm not really sure. But I think that's, from what I've seen, it's maybe about 60-40-ish, 45-55. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I really can't answer that question, to be honest, wise. I really don't know. Because a lot of the things that I speak on, especially the way how I look at our Black men, it's funny that for some women, it's like foreign, like, where he's at? Where he at, sis? I'm like, what do you mean where he's at? He right there. Like, I don't know. For me, I think it's very common to see men of quality. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's because I attract them, but I feel like they're all around us, personally.
I think you put yourself in the right circle.
Yeah, you're right too. So I don't know the percentage, but the stories is there, unfortunately. And you hear it on both sides. And sadly, the person that's being used, that good guy or that good woman, turn into, you know, the opposite. Because they've been used so much.
And in the end, that's the person that they're totally just decimating mentally. That when that person gets left and dried up and used up, and their bank accounts ruined, and their credits ruined, and all their stuff is ruined because this one person, that person goes through such a mental breakdown and depression because of it. So there's a lot of people being left out here with, like, that are just like, they're a mess now. They're an absolute mess. And they're destroying people doing this.
Yeah.
But as we were saying, like, men are a catch, women are a catch. But at the same token, there should be a whole level of courting. Courting is gone. Courting is gone. And it's sad because some people are starting to bring it back, courting. Whereas men and women are now like, okay, let's do this. Okay, let's do this. Third date, we have to have sex. We're not having sex third date. I don't want you. You know, and that's not the way it should be. It should be courting. It should be getting to know each other. You know, this is supposed to be, if you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody, this is supposed to be your best friend, your number one advisor, and your confidant. So you should be able to come to that person with anything. And it doesn't have to be about, okay, did we fuck yet? No, it doesn't have to be that. Whereas that's why I was like jumping on back to the topic at hand, which is the prize. Who's the prize?
So when I posed it the way I did, I'm not trying to put one on top of the other per se. That's not what I was trying to do. Mm-hmm. The reason I posed this topic was because I feel like there's a lot of women out there. There's a lot of women out here. We're used to the notion, we're used to hearing women are the prize. But it's like, you're not living up to this prize standard that you speak of. You're the prize that you think you're the prize, but you're lacking certain qualities about yourself. Like, you're not being realistic as far as, like, maybe you don't know how to communicate, or maybe you don't know how to move accordingly when you have a mate in the room, or per se. You don't have your things in order at home. You know what I'm saying? You're saying you're the prize, but you're not really ready to be the prize. That's not to say that you can't be the prize tomorrow, or I should say next week, next year, whatever the case may be, but you're not the prize right now, because you're not up to par yourself, because you're listening to the social media saying, hey girl, you're it, you're the shit, don't let no man tell you nothing. But here's a man that might have something going on. It's like, you're not up to par like you think you is, type shit like that. And you have some women also who are expecting certain things of a man. Some people have certain standards. And like I said, we could do both men and women. I know I'm gonna get killed because I keep doing this men and women thing instead of just talking about some women. There's certain people that's just, you know, you're looking for certain, like, you want the dude that's a high earner, you want 6'2", this, and that. But you're not even on point yourself. You know what I'm saying? People ain't being realistic out here in these streets. So like I said, I'm not trying to put one on top of the other. That's not what I'm trying to do here. It's just a matter of being realistic, and also, big part, not putting down the other just so you can get on top. That's really where I'm at with it, though.
I got a quick question. What's the prerequisite to qualify to be a prize? What do you guys think, women?
What should women to qualify as a prize?
I said, what do you guys think? What are, like, because Diddy just said something, right? So what do you women think are, like, prerequisites, or, you know what? Let me make sure I got this in order in my life or whatever before I consider myself an actual prize.
You gotta do a lot of work up here. There's a lot of broken people in this world. And because there are a lot of broken people in this world, they say hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of hurt and broken people in this world. You have to heal yourself. Physically, mentally, sexually, whatever way you need to heal yourself. That's one of the best ways to make yourself a prize. You have to heal. You have to physically, mentally, socially, whatever, emotionally, do the work on you. You can't walk around in this world thinking, well, I'm a prize, but yet you just came off of a four-year relationship, you caught your baby daddy cheating with your best friend. You can't, you know, and you're out here talking about I'm a prize, and, like, you can't expect to be in a circle of a man that's making 6, 7, 8 figures. You can't expect to be in that circle if you're working at Walmart thinking you're going to get somebody like that because you're a prize. That's not the way it works. Some lucky girls did it, because there was a girl who, she was like the little Asian girl that was she was the hostess at a restaurant, and she met Nicolas Cage and he married her. Or there was the girl that was a maid and brought orange juice up to the Sultan of Brunei and he married her. There are a few of them that are the exception, but they're not the rule. So there are a few exceptions, but they're not the rule. Like I said, hurt people hurt people. So the biggest thing to make oneself a prize is to do the work on yourself. Before you do that, make sure your financials are straight. Make sure your head, your heart, your body, your everything is straight. Nobody wants somebody that can't walk up a flight of stairs. Okay? Nobody wants somebody that can't walk up a flight of stairs because they get winded. A high value earner is not going to go for that. They want somebody that's in shape. They want that gym buddy, you know? They want that person that'll work out with them. They want that person that'll travel with them. How are you going to walk up the stairs to the private jet if you get winded at the top of the stairs? You know, there's also, so you have to do body, mind, and soul work on yourself to even get to a level of thinking you're a prize. You can't just say, I'm a prize, and then wonder, well, what the hell do I do to get there? You have to figure it out yourself and work on yourself to do that. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of different factors, but like I said, as somebody that knows people that are, a lot of my friends, guys that I know, I have a lot of male friends, and a lot of them are like, oh, you know, they own businesses, a lot of business owners and, you know, CEOs, CFOs, whatever. And a lot of them are like, yeah, I wouldn't date her because she's overweight. I wouldn't date her because she can't hold a job. I wouldn't date her because she works at a coffee shop, but she's always expecting me to give her money to supplement her job. She can't pay her bills on time. She can't do this. She can't. So a lot of work needs to be done to consider yourself a prize. And a lot of people are not doing that work. They just seem to think that some random millionaire is going to be like, hey, you, and then that's it. And they got
you. This is not a Cinderella story.
It's kind of depressing and sad to look at it. And there are a lot of lonely people in this world because they think they can do that. And it's like, do you know how many men there are in that upper echelon that are single? Not a hell of a lot, you know? So you would
let me cut you off real quick, Cheryl.
Oh, yeah, go on, boo. Go ahead.
Mimi, did you have any input? Did you want to add on or no?
I can add. So I was with Cheryl, and I'm sorry, am I saying your name right? I apologize. Yes, you're good. Okay. So I do agree about being whole. But I also understand that it all starts with being, it's just having self-love. Self-love alone will take you as far, will take you so far. But with that being said, I don't think it's one-sided. I do believe it's both-sided. I also want to say that, when I say both-sided, men and women are prizes. Because when you understand self-love and you understand you're being whole, you understand that when you bring another individual into your life, that's just a bonus. You're not dependent on this person to make you happy whatsoever. I also want to say is that everyone's not looking for that six-figure guy. Some people are very content with the guy that's only making $45,000 a year, because he's also a guy that is great. He's amazing. He's emotionally intelligent. He's well with his finances right now. Because think about it, as a prize, a woman that is a prize, when you add her into your life, she's going to multiply it.
Absolutely.
I promise you, she's going to multiply everything that she gives. Everything that you give her, she's going to multiply it. So if you give her headaches, she's bringing back headaches. If you give her peace, she's providing peace, and so forth. So, but we have to also understand that there's no definition of what is actually a prize, because what wives would consider as a prize is not the same with what D would consider as a prize. You know what I mean? And the same thing with me and Cheryl. We may not look at the same type of guys and consider them as a prize as well. It's just all about preference.
Definitely. Got my homie in the building.
Hey, what up? This is Winva. I'm sorry, I'm a little late. Hello. I kind of heard what y'all said, And I think the topic was, you know, which one is the prize and which one is not. I'm going to be honest, man. The society has flipped us across our heads to think that it's the other way around. If you look at the statistics, it's 7-1. So there's no way you could be 7-1 and consider yourself a prize. You know, I just don't see it that way, because a prize is something to attain. So if I have an option of 7, there's no way I should be fighting for 7. You know, I have my options. So to me, I think it's the other way around. If you find a guy that you consider quote unquote good, those are rarer than, you know, guys who are considered bad guys. So at the end of the day, that's a rare diamond versus, you know, my odds of finding a good woman are higher than your odds of finding a good man. That's just my opinion. And as far as what makes you a prize, I agree. It does require that you do love yourself. You have to have self-love. You have to have the confidence to say, you know what? I am the prize. I don't need to do certain things in order for you to attract you to me. I'm myself. I'm content in being myself. And a lot of people don't do that. And that's the issue. So you start doing things that you shouldn't do in order to attract people to yourself. But if you actually truly love yourself, understand who you are, what your flaws are, what your positives are, then, you know, that doesn't affect you. You're not going to be chasing. You know, you're gonna wait for what's yours to come, because what's yours is yours. What's not is not.
Ladies. Or anybody, I should say.
I didn't hear anything. I'm sorry. I was having connection problems.
Boom. You're going to have to go ahead and catch this on the replay. Boy, she said everything.
Lord. Really good points, though. It was a really good point. Yeah. I mean, it is true.
All y'all made some good points.
Yeah. I think all of us are. It's kind of funny because all of us are pretty much on the same general page as to what
this is.
You know, I mean, like I said, it's like all these women want to be this thing, and they have this goal of this man, and all these men have this goal of this woman, and neither goal is, it's like this, neither goal is the same. So it's like, you know, it's kind of weird. But I don't know.
I was hoping I could get someone that, like, I feel like at the end of the day, we're kind of all on the same page, even though we may talk differently. We're pretty much kind of on the same page. We don't deal with ain't shit people and stuff like that. We're on the same page. Some people in the comments. Boy, Milton said you dropped the mic, whenever. Well, we ain't gonna boost your head up too much. You just got in here late as hell. But
he's the Keisha Cole of the evening.
You know what I'm saying? Except no nose candy. You know what I mean?
With no attitude, though.
Yeah. Shit. Well, since we kind of, you know, let me start dropping these little videos, because we can really talk about it. Oh, I got a couple of videos.
Let me answer in the comments. What's up?
Yeah, let me. Yeah, I feel like I'm so late on the comments. My bad, y'all.
There should be more comments.
No, there's mad comments. I ain't gonna lie. All right,
then let's bring it.
Let me run it back. I'm sorry, y'all. I wish the comments was on the Zoom as well. I have to like flip back between Zoom and Facebook.
No.
We'll throw it back. Milton was saying a lot of women now date to find business advisors, financial planners, tour guides, etc. Help them improve themselves. I'm not applying for that job yet. I'm just trying to date to see if something will grow.
That's true, though. That is very true, that there are a lot of women that are looking for that. Yeah,
for sure. Nico saying, how much she makes isn't the issue. Her willingness to do her is more important. Same if the roles were reversed. Okay.
So let me say something. I've seen that on Orson's Den. That's one thing I've seen Kevin say. I agree with him to an extent. Now, as far as money-wise, I don't think any real man really cares out there what a woman makes. Because realistically, if I don't care if I'm making, let's say, $50,000 a year and my woman is making $2 million, at the end of the day, she still got to understand how this dynamic works.
I don't know if I agree with that. If she's making $2 million,
you mute yourself. Unmute yourself.
I don't agree with that, because I don't think if she's making $2 million and you're making $50,000, that's a huge deficit, bro. That's a huge deficit. And it's
let me tell you something why I said what I said. Being a man. It's not, there's no amount of money to being a man. So her $2 million can't equate to me being who I am as a man.
Speak wise, yes.
I'm gonna still leave and do what I gotta do.
Can I say something about this? I know it's guys talking, but can I just say one thing? Yeah, I think the difference is pride. Because pride really stops men from dating women that are making more than them. And I think, and that's actually something that women, for some, choose not to tell their mate how much they're making. Because things change when money comes into play. But I definitely agree with Wise. If you understand the dynamics, your money is mine and mine is yours. But if you're really going based off, oh, you made more, you made 50,000 more, or whatever the case may be, we looking at it like this is a single relationship, like we're single. That's not the case. But you know, I'm gonna step back. Go ahead, guys. Finish talking.
Go ahead, Winver. Right, no, let Winver speak real quick, because I know he didn't finish his point.
Yeah.
I can understand she's making 100 and you making 80. You know what I mean? It's not a big difference, right? You're like one promotion away from being at the same level. But if she's at a 2 million, look at Oprah and Steadman, they're not even at the same level as far as their finances. So there's certain things that he might not like she's doing, but at the end of the day, he's in her house. She pays the mortgage. There's only so much you can say before she's like, all right, get out of my house. Like, no man wants that power dynamic. It sounds nice, but again, we're gonna go back to the guy that's relying on a woman to take care of him. Cause you making 50,000, there's no way you can pay a mortgage on somebody that's making 2 million a year. No way. So who's paying that mortgage? Who's
footing the bill? Right now, I think about Oprah and Steadman. That makes me giggle because did y'all know that Oprah has a mansion and Steadman lives in a little house off the mansion? That's his man space, if you will, which I find very interesting. But just saying, go ahead, keep going.
So Winver, let me ask you this question. Let me see what you got to say. So, if the guy's making $2 million, she's making $50K. That's cool, right? He could be a man then, right? But if he's making 50, she's making $2 million. He can't be a man then. He can't be a man then. Is that what I'm hearing? I don't know.
I didn't say. The definition of what being a man is comes down to financial. Because at the end of the day, you could be a mechanic, you're still a man. You could be a bagging groceries, you're still a man. It's about your morals and how you stand up. I'm just saying, I don't see that type of relationship working. I just don't see it. You would have to, because not at that type of dynamic. It's too big a gap between what she's doing and what you're doing to say, you know, at that point, you might as well just be a stay-at-home dad. What's the point of you coming in with your $50,000?
Nah, you know? Cool. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying 100%. You know, and I'm a kindly disagree with you, because at the end of the day, like I said, right, me being a man, like you said, you made a great point. It's your morals, your values, your leadership skills, the whole nine, from top to bottom, right? So therefore. Now, this is where I might agree with you. It requires now a woman with that amount of wealth to be able to understand her position and how she should act. And although she's making way more money than he is, nonetheless, if she feels like she has a man that can guide her and direct her and lead her in the direction that they need to go, she needs to be that submissive wife that he needs, that that he will need her to be, although she's making buku money over him. So that's why I'm like, yo, I don't care if you're making 5, 10, 3 million. A man should always be a man. Your money doesn't determine you being a man.
So basically what you're trying to say is that there's a level of femininity that a woman should possess, even though she's making that kind of money, but a man should possess that masculinity.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's okay.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, right, or like Mimi said, if we're talking about real partnership, because we look at it this way, right? If a man, the man's money is for him and his wife, and the woman's money is just for her. Not realistically, any money that comes from a real partnership is for the partnership. So if she's making 5 million and I'm making 50,000, yo, we're making $5,050,000 a year. That's how it works, point blank. Because if it was flipped on the other side, because I would never be in a position.
I was just about to say that.
If I'm in a position where I'm making 5 million, she's making 50,000, I would never say, yo, I'm making 5 million, you're making 50,000. Mm-hmm. No, I'd be like, yo, we together are making $5,050,000 a year.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy to me as to the reason why I say that, right? So let's say on either side of the party, if the woman is making that substantial amount of money, why is it you need somebody to come match you with another 5 million so you can buy 10 more houses on the beach? Or do you want somebody to actually come and make you happy, come and give you the stuff that you don't already have that you're looking for? Get rid of that battery operated toy that you're moving with.
Hey, leave the toy out of it, okay?
Not the excitement.
You know what? You still need that in a relationship. You'll always need that.
So in essence, you're saying the man reverts to being just a tool.
No, sir. See, the man doesn't revert to being a tool, because it can't be any man too, right? You got to be somebody that's got your head on right. You got to be somebody, even though she's making $5-10 million, you should still be able to add to her, right? So maybe she might have a business idea and then you're able to help her expound on it, right? You can't just be a hobo off the street. You got to add something to her. It may not be financially, but you can add so much more. Financially is not the only way one can add to somebody's life.
She has a bar. You could build the bar for her type shit.
I think the reason why it works the other way is because society is set up for it to work the other way. Society is set up for the man to be the provider. It's not set up for the woman to be the provider. So when you say that, when you've grown from the time you're a child to when you're an adult, you're told that you're supposed to provide, you're supposed to pay the bills, you're supposed to be the security. So to say that you can flip that dynamic and it'll work, that's going to be rare to find a guy that's able to do that. And the question to you is, would you do that? Would you be the man that's, she's got 5 million and you're over here making 50, and basically it's her house, she's paying the mortgage, the nice car you're driving is her, the nice clothes you're wearing is her. I don't think a man can handle that.
You know, one thing that I know.
And it's not an ego thing. It's just, it sounds nice, you know? That sounds like utopia, but it's not realistic. It's not realistic to believe, one, a woman that's making that type of money is going to be a little more masculine than the regular woman, because she has to. In order to be in that arena where she's making 2 million, where she's an Oprah, where she's a Beyonce, she has to be a beast. She has to fight every day. So she's not gonna be the type to bow down. And I don't see her
bow down. What do you mean bow down?
When I say bow down, I don't mean
Were you listening to him, or you just heard the bow down part?
No, I was listening to him, and that's something that I was gonna mention. I was gonna mention about the language, because I keep hearing hers and her and his. I don't hear the we or us at all. So it's like
ours.
Once you change that mindset, you start to think one way. You know what I mean? Like, if you're really just thinking like, oh, I bought this, oh, she bought that. So is that really a union?
Yeah, but Mimi, check this out. I feel them though, because there's a lot of people that really operate like that. And I kind of understand the realm or the route that he's going with this, right? Because he's not completely wrong in everything that he's saying, right? There's a lot of women that if they're earning that type of money, like you said, they have to have almost like a beast type mentality. Now, the only rebuttal that I will throw at you, Winva, is that do you only believe that somebody with 5 million has a beast mentality? Do you not believe that somebody that has 5 or 50,000, 60,000, 80,000 can have a beast mentality? They just may have not, you know, stumbled on the opportunity that others may have or whatever the case may be, right? So it's not necessarily just my point of view. You don't necessarily have to have $5 million to have a beast mentality. You just may not be in that position. There's a lot of things in life. Life throws curveballs. There's a lot of things that can happen. Like, beast mentality doesn't necessarily only mean, you know, if you're not a millionaire, you ain't got a beast mentality.
So I get what you're saying, because I have that beast mentality. I've gone out on dates with men, and they'll walk me out, and then they're like, oh, shit, that's yours, when they see my Cadillac. And they're like, well, how'd you get that? And I'm like, I bought it. Like, well, oh, and they put me in this level of, well, you're too much for me, because of the fact that they met me, they talked to me, they think I'm great, whatever, but they put me in this level of, she's too much for me, because of the fact that I've worked for what I have. Everything I have, I've worked for. I'm not a person that's just going to walk up and be like, give me this, give me that, you know? I could be, but I don't want to be that, because I was, like I said, I wasn't raised to be that woman. I wasn't raised to be that person. But there are men that are actually intimidated by a woman like me that actually has her own. So there are men that are intimidated. So they don't want to go after a woman like me or a woman that has money, you know? But there are also men that will go after you because they think they can get whatever they want from you. They think that you're a ticket, you're a meal ticket. So it's a flip side thing. There's two sides to that.
I agree 100%. And Winslow, I don't want you to think that I'm saying that you're 100% wrong in what you're saying, because you're not. There's a lot of, you know, probably more so what you're saying is probably more so accurate in today's day and age. If a woman is making that type of money, it may be very difficult for her if she gets with somebody that is not on equal financial grounds as her, because of the fact how her mindset kind of is, right? But I'm just saying, like, you know, somebody like me, the way that I know I am, there's no way I'd ever allow a woman to throw whatever she makes. I'd be like, yo, so let me use this. I'm the type of dude that'd be like, all right, cool. You think, yeah, right, just because I can't pay this $5 million, I'll be like, all right, let's sell this $5 million home. Let's go buy a $200,000 home. I'll pay the mortgage. Then what? Will she submit then? I'm cool. I'm that type of dude.
That's rare. That's rare. Because most men will be like, I shouldn't say most. There are men in this world that would be like, she's paying for everything, so I don't have to do shit. So I'm going to sit and play PlayStation all day. You are rare in that respect.
I wouldn't even say that he's rare.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't say that he's rare. It's just like, are you looking for that man that does that, right? Because like, because we also have to think about the optics. The first thing that we look at before we know a person is the looking. You look at a person's like, am I attracted to him or whatnot? You know what I'm saying? There's men out there that would do that. It's like, you're making contributions on this side.
I know someone that's like that.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you doing this? All right, bet. I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm here because I want to let you know that I'm useful. You know what I'm saying? You do your part and I'm going to do my part, because I'm not just here to just, you know, I'm not here to just eat off you. I don't need you. Sure, you make more money than me, but I can hold my own too. I can pay these bills. I can make sure the car is fixed. Shit broke, I'm going to fix the shit. You know what I'm saying? So there are men out here who can make their contributions on their side.
That's very true. I actually know a couple that is like that. They've been married for 25 years. She makes six figures and he doesn't. And it works.
That's it. Let me just add some comments. Jermaine was saying in the beginning stage, but I would hope ultimately each other levels up each other to become somewhat equals. Yeah, I get that for sure. Yeah, we was talking. I see bank accounts talking in the comments. Lord, I'm missing out. But yo, so let me jump into it. I wanna play some videos for y'all. Let me figure out how to share the screen real quick.
All right. So yes, I had a recent video where I have three reasons why men should not chase women. And the reality is that one, we've taken this he who finds a wife scripture and distorted it completely. Finding is not the same thing as chasing. Okay, find can mean to come upon something. Mm-hmm. However, chasing is like going after something that's running away from you, mm-hmm. that is making you go through extra hoops. And the reality is that in relationship dynamics, we have a lot of women who are sitting back saying, okay, he has to prove to me that he's worth it, right? But the reality is that you're in that position because you've been hurt before and you have not healed from that. So now you have your walls up. That is setting the dynamic up to now be dysfunctional and unhealthy. And there's so many things that can go wrong there. I can go through a whole list of reasons why this dynamic of the man chasing the woman is going to cause problems. The man's going to lose focus in his life. All right. The man can easily now start to overlook red flags because he's busy chasing. And that's not what God wants any of us to do. Man or woman, we're not supposed to chase after the other. We're supposed to have a mutual effort in building a healthy relationship. And so I think we have to be very careful with this chasing that we tell men to do, because it really is not working to their benefit. And the reality is that if you were to survey men and you ask them, those who have chased, the majority have found themselves played. Those who stood strong and still, of course, express your interest, express your desire, show an effort to get to know this woman, absolutely. But once we get into chasing, it does not work in the man's
favor. What about the man that chases you down to the floor? Then gets chase you all the way down to the floor, then gets you. And then once you give in and concede, then he treats you like. Who's that guy?
Come on, man. So here's the thing. The man who's chasing in most situations, mm-hmm. his mindset is, okay, I'm going to do all this work to get you. Now that I've gotten you, it's your turn to give to me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to keep pouring to you because I did all this. Exactly. It's a one-sided affair. So you start off one-sided, you're going to continue one-sided. But the problem is he's going to switch it to your side now. And now it's on you to give to him. That's what you find in a lot of situations. The man mm-hmm. will chase till he gets you. And then it's like, okay, what you going to do for now me now?
Mm-hmm. All right. Who wants to go first? The ladies, obviously. What y'all ladies think about that?
He's right, but it's the language. He basically changed the language. It's like he said, if you're chasing someone, that means that person most likely don't have any interest in you as well. It has to be a mutual interest. But do I say, like he said, fine. You know what I mean? I truly believe that a man must want the woman in order for it to continue to prosper. If not, then it's almost like the roles have reversed. His interest will not last as long as it should. Does that make sense? But yeah, that's it. But I agree with him because I love him. I'm just playing. But I do like him a lot. I do like him a lot. He gives really, really good content. Unfortunately, he's now like just giving it to just women. Initially, when I first started following him, Stefan was giving it to both men and women. But of course, women are the audience that are seeking out this information, majority.
Okay.
But that's it.
All right. I was going to jump on Cheryl, but Cheryl might have got preoccupied for the moment. I'm a big proponent as far as chasing to a degree. And there's a part where it's like, okay, are you testing me now? Like how many tests you think we're gonna go through right now? It's like, okay, if this is what we're doing, I'm gonna let this slide. I'm good. Because I have too many options to be dealing with you. And it's like, maybe I could be taking an L dealing with you, but I'm going to keep it moving that way because I got options. You know what I'm saying? Because we doing too much right now. That's how I feel about that. Just my quick two cents, because, you know, I'm the moderator. I'm going to leave that on the rest of y'all boys. What y'all boys think, or anybody.
It's like that saying, I know sometimes we always hear women should shoot their shot as well, right? And a lot of time women are afraid to shoot their shot, so men always take the lead on that. And I've always said that I'm okay with shooting my shot, right? Mm-hmm. But once I let you know that I'm interested, the ball is now in your court.
Most definitely.
And this goes into, it needs to be a mutual interest. I'm not here to chase you. Like, I'm an adult. I don't have time for games. It's either we're in it or we're not. It's simple as that. In my world, it's that simple. So I definitely agree with him when he said about the chasing, because if I was a man, I would be doing the same thing. Like, I'm letting you know I'm feeling you. If I have to do a lot of tests, like if I have to go through tests, you're still a child. You're playing games.
Anika's saying just the same thing. Anika's saying that I had a guy tell me he wasn't going to chase me. I didn't have a problem with it because it meant to me that he wanted to have mutual interest in chemistry. But because he told me the same thing every time we spoke, he got ghosted. It was too much of the focus on his part. Homie Jermaine said, the only thing we should chase is self-growth and happiness.
There's no need to chase a person. There's no need to chase a person. I mean, again, it goes back to what I was saying from the very beginning, courting. Courting is almost an art now because it doesn't happen anymore.
But give us a definition of courting, though.
What's the definition of courting?
Your definition. I don't want to say, your definition of courting.
Like,
yes.
What I feel is courting.
Correct.
I want to get to know somebody. I want to know this. See, the mind, you know, the United Negro College Fund says the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to know a person's mind. I want to know a person's heart. That's part of courting.
Yes.
You can't just like be down to fuck and be like, oh, hey, now we're together. Now we're a couple.
Is there a time frame?
Starting as to now, as of late, I've noticed a lot of people start a relationship. Oh, I was fucking them for 3 months. And now all of a sudden we're getting married. It's like, what? You know, do you even like this person?
Is there a time frame?
I don't have a time frame, you know? I don't have a time frame per se. I can't say, you know, on the first month we do this, on the 6 weeks we do this, 8 weeks we do this. I don't have a time frame, okay? Courting is getting to know somebody, you know? I want to know what kind of books you like. I want to know what kind of movies you like. I want to sit and tear apart movies with you. Like, I'm a movie buff. I want to tear apart movies. I like books. Like, I'll tell you about the book I'm reading. I'm reading this book called Write It Down, Make It Happen, which is a very good book, by the way. I should get it so y'all can see it. Write It Down, Make It Happen.
Yeah.
And it's a really good book.
Let me ask you a question, Cheryl.
Yes, darling.
In that process, don't you think it's very likely that there could be some type of sexual encounter?
If it does, great. If it doesn't, great. Either way, I mean, there's got to be that chemistry there. There's got to be that whole thing. Like I said, you have to get this before you get this. That's where I am. That's me. And I want to be courted. I want to be pursued, but not chased. There's a big difference. Pursuing someone and chasing someone, it's two totally different things.
I agree 100% with that. You chase little girls that want to play games. You pursue a woman that knows what she wants.
Exactly. And a grown-ass woman, because I'm a grown-ass woman, I don't have time for buffoonery. None of us have time for buffoonery, frankly. And I don't want somebody that you chase after girls because you're like, oh, she pretty. Oh, she got a big booty. I'm going to chase after her because I'm going to get what I get from her. I don't want that. For me, it's like I have to have that long-term thing. I want a long-term, but I don't do the whole chasing, And like I said, I want to be pursued. I want to be loved on. I want to be respected. I want you to be my cheerleader. That's the things that I personally want as a part of courtship. You know, like, for instance, I don't invite anybody to my house. I don't invite men to my house. Okay, that's a part of courtship, because I do not invite men to my house, because I feel like you have to get to a level of me trusting you and knowing you well enough for me, for you to even come into my inner sanctum. This is my sanctuary. I don't let just anyone into my sanctuary. And that's a lot of women are doing that. It's like, you know, 4 weeks down the road, they're like, okay, you can come to my house. I'm cooking you dinner. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It takes a lot for me to say, come to my house and I'll cook you dinner. It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, sure. I'm definitely with you on that one. That's the sacred just space.
Let any old person up into your world, because yeah, you don't know what that person is bringing into your world. That's why I say I like being pursued. If you chase after something, you, it's like you get it, you're excited about the fact that you get it, and then you're like, okay, so I have this thing, now what?
You know what? Yeah, I want to bring back up, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry,
I was gonna bring back up the Michael B. Jordan. I think that's the perfect example of being pursued. We talk about, we want him to pay attention to what we like, right? So in that message, it said that she liked, what is she like? Turtles. She liked turtles. So because she liked turtles, he took her to the aquarium. His lifestyle allow him to afford the whole aquarium. Everybody's thinking about the damn aquarium. It's not about the damn aquarium. It was about the turtles. That was it. That was his way of letting her know, like, I listen to you, I hear you, and I'm making sure that I'm making sure I expose you to what you actually like. You know what I mean? That's what I took from it. But everyone, I noticed that the trend was, oh, Hollywood status, like you want him to rent out the aquarium. It wasn't about the damn aquarium. He could have just took her to the aquarium, and it would have still been the same thing with a crowd.
Right. Not only that, you can take a girl to a pond,
and she would have been fine. Like,
and fine, and you know, pack a picnic lunch. If I was in the turtle, pack me a picnic and be like, girl, I wanna take you to this pond. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of turtles and shit at this pond. Let's go. And then we're like, hey,
that sounds good.
That wouldn't have made it to the cover of Time.
Of course not. Why would that have been? It's nice having a conversation with grown ass adults, just saying.
That's about it.
No fighting, no buffoonery. It's really nice.
It's all love. It's all love. Whatever. You had some change to put in there.
Yeah. No 2 cents. I forgot what she said. It kind of. But I'll go back on the video itself. I mean, I can't not agree with him. I mean, he's speaking fact. You know, I think in life, what is yours, you find it when you're standing still. You know, versus when you're moving. So when you're moving, you tend to miss out on things. You don't see the big picture. You don't see your peripheral. You don't see behind you. You don't see in front of you. But if you stand still, you're able to survey the room, so to say, and you're able to see things more clearly. So I can't not agree with, you know, that you should just stand still and it will come to you. Not to say that you shouldn't be proactive if you see a young lady that you like. But I think that pursuit and chase is the same thing. One is more of a, I would say pursuit is softer than a chase, but you're still chasing in a way. And it all comes down to the reason why you lose interest is because you pursue or you chase something, it's to an end goal. Once you get that end goal, what is left after that? If it's not reciprocal,
not necessarily. Right?
I'm pursuing you and you're not pursuing me with the same vigor, then at the end of the day, once I've gotten you, because that's the goal, is to have you, is to attain you, right? Then what else is there? You know, because my interest was high. By the time I catch you and I get you, now your interest is in me. Now it's flipped, right? But it should be a mutual thing. So when
this
you say
is what course, pursuing is in lieu of being a chase. What you just described was a chase. Whereas pursuing somebody Okay, oh, go ahead.
A pursuit is my end. I am pursuing you. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're pursuing me back.
That's, it should be that way.
I could chase you and you chase me too. So it's the pursuit has nothing to do with the other person. The pursuit is one-sided. If I'm pursuing a goal, it's one-sided. I am pursuing you. Now, you should, in courtship is we're both pursuing each other. So that's the question is, because when you said pursue, you like to be pursued. What is your role in courtship, right? Because the whole time, and what you're saying is a courtship, doesn't sound like a courtship, because it sounds like you're saying, I want this man to do this, this, this. But what is your role in that courtship?
Oh, absolutely not. There's give and take in this. There's total give and take in it. I am not going to say, well, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that, and I just sit back. That's not me. That's not what I'm about. When I say I want to be pursued, I want somebody that's interested in me, and I want to find interest in you. That's what I feel like being a pursuit is. It's which is on along the lines of a courtship. Whereas if I chase a man, I'm like, okay, I want you. I'm going to have you. And this is what's going to happen. That's a chase, you know? And when you get it and you get that moment of gratification, then it's like, now what? Whereas if you're actually actively pursuing something, there is a goal. There is a true goal of mine. Yes, there's a goal in chasing, but in pursuit, the goal is to have a full longevity. Chasing is not longevity. Pursuit is longevity. That's how I feel. But
yeah, I'll jump in real quick. Well,
let's break down the word pursuit, right?
Sure.
If a police officer is after a suspect, do they not say that it's a pursuit?
Some call it a
Once
pursuit.
Once they catch the criminal or the suspect, is the pursuit still ongoing?
No.
A pursuit has an end.
Yes. Right?
Because I can pursue you to the end of the block. Once I catch up to you at the end of the block, the pursuit is over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can dress it up, but chase it.
You still believe that's chasing?
So can I say something?
Breaking up. I wanted to jump in real quick.
We lost Winter.
Yeah. Got to get your the connection. I just wanted to jump in real quick. Yeah, I feel like we're talking semantics because it's all the same thing, just different language, really.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah. I was exactly gonna say that too, because I looked up the definition and it's the action of following or pursuing someone or something. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing because what I'm listening to, because I felt that from the jump. Pursuit, chasing, it's the same thing. Because when you're chasing or pursuing, it's because one person is going this way and the other person is going this way, as opposed to when we talk about coming together, it's not even a coming together. It's like, I have to follow you wherever you're going because I'm trying to get to you and get your attention and hopefully maybe you slow down or stop so I can catch my breath and maybe get two words in and maybe you like me and maybe we can, you know, continue with whatever.
Diddy, you're right. So maybe the whole terminology is wrong. Maybe it's not a pursuit nor a chase. Maybe it's a mutual interest.
Hmm. Yeah, right? That's it.
True.
Because when you say courting, which I totally understand, it should be a mutual interest. I shouldn't have to be doing too much. Now, let's be clear. It doesn't mean I need to be sleeping with you or whatever from the jump, but it's more so like I'm letting you know that I like what you got going on, and you're letting me know that you like what I got going on, and we can go from there, whether we grow or whatever we do, we know that we have something going on here and let's see what goes on from here. As opposed to me, like, I gotta keep grabbing your attention. I gotta keep maybe like, yo, let's go out and I'm gonna pay for this date and I'm gonna pay for that date and pay for this, whatever. I'm putting myself out there financially and all this, and you just giving me time. That's really what you give me at the end of the day. Because we're supposed to be courting you, women. That's our job as the provider, to provide. So we're putting ourselves out there financially, time-wise, whereas you just have to provide your time, which is not to say that time is not valuable, but you're just giving us time, and then you might, you know, show us some love back. You might give us some action or whatnot. But we're
since Diddy jumped on that topic, ladies on the chat, what do y'all think about that? Talk to me.
What about courtship?
In regards to he's saying that, you know, the women are simply giving up their time, and the men are not only giving up their time, but they're giving up finances as well. What do y'all think about that?
Hmm.
All right, so let's say a dude's talking to a young lady. He finds interest in her, vice versa. He takes her out on a date. Of course, he's going to pay. He takes her out on another date, he's going to pay. Date number three, he's paying. Date number four. What do y'all think about that?
In my world, it's whoever asks pays. If I ask you out to dinner, I pay. That's just me. You ask me out to dinner.
How often is a woman really asking a man out to dinner, realistically?
I don't know.
You know what the crazy? You know what the crazy part is, Wise? Like, you know what the crazy part is, Wise?
Mm.
Some of the women that will ask you to come out
expect you to pay. Yep, expect you to pay.
And that's where
I've always gone along the lines of the person who asks is the person who pays. That's just me. I've always gone along that line, because if I say, "Hey, you know what? What are you doing tomorrow? Let's roll out, you know, my treat. Let's roll out. Let's do something." You know what I mean? Like, Dee Dee's my friend. Dee Dee and I went out. I said to him, I said, "Who want to come to this party? I'm gonna get you in for free, all you can drink." Dee Dee rolled up, and I hung out with Dee Dee. You know what I mean? But if that was a situation, I was like, "Dee Dee, come roll up with me. Come have dinner with me." Yeah, well, you know what? He's my friend. I'm gonna pay for his dinner. That's my friend. You know, if I invite you to go somewhere with me, I'm taking care of you. Like, my friends all laugh at me because I've said to many of my girlfriends, I'd be like, "Hey, come hang out with me. I want to go to such and such." And they'll be like, "I don't have any money." I said, "Did I say anything about money? I didn't ask you about money. I just asked you to come spend time with me." And so,
do me a favor.
Yes.
Do me a favor. Elevate it real quick. Don't make it a friendship type situation. Make it somebody that you're relational.
If you want to spend time with that person, okay? Like, I have gone out with guys. I've surprised boyfriends and gotten them concert tickets to things. I'll be like, "Hey, I got this." You know, I worked at the TD Garden for 3 years. And there was a guy that I was dating, and I was like, "I know there was a comic that he really liked that was coming to the Garden." So I called him and I was like, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And he's like, "Oh, you know, hanging out." I was like, "Well, can you meet me at the TD Garden? I got tickets to, you know," I forget who it was. I think it was Cat Williams. I don't remember who it was. But I was like, "I got tickets to," let's just say Cat Williams. "I got tickets to Cat Williams. Come on out, meet me at the Garden, and I'll get you in." And it was like, because I worked at the Garden, it was like VIP treatment. And I paid for it. You know, I did pay for his ticket. And he was like, "What do I owe you for it?" I said, no, I know you like this comic and I wanted to spend some time with you and enjoy something that you enjoy." And that was like such a big deal for him. And he enjoyed that and he was happy with it. So it depends. Like I said, I'm of the vein of, if I ask you out to dinner, out to an event or what have you, when we have events again, good God, if I ask you out to something, I'll probably take care of the bill. I'll handle it. Because like I said, when I go out with a lot of friends and they're like, "Cheryl, I don't have any money." I'm like, "Did I say anything about money? I just said, I want to spend some time with you. I've got your food. I've got your drink. I've got whatever it is. We'll go out. But then those same friends will say, you know, Cheryl, I had fun the other night with you. Let's go out again. I got you this time. You see, it should be a give and take, give and take, give and take. It should be. A lot of women don't do that give and take. A lot of women don't. A lot of women are the vase of, are under the guise of, you know, wine me, dine me, wine me, dine me, wine me, dine me. I shouldn't pay for shit. Wine me, dine me, wine me, dine me, wine me, dine me.
I feel like a lot of women just don't know that. But here's where my issue lies. It's like, now that y'all finally, y'all are touching this, touching equality when it comes to like financial wise and whatnot, now that y'all are becoming bosses, it's like, okay, now that you're a boss, you still want the dude to, because you, at the end of the day, if a female asks me out, I'm gonna have my cash on deck regardless, just because I'm not expecting you to pay for it. Cause I'm not used to you. Y'all want to be wined and dined. If you say, let's go out and you pay for it, that's a welcome surprise. I might fight you real quick, but you ask for a second time, I'll let you have it. I'm not gonna play you. You say it for the second time, I'm gonna let you have it. But now that you women have become bosses, y'all ask us, not all, like I said, not all of y'all, but some women will ask a man out and expect that man to pay for that.
Can I chime in? And then we can go back to what you were saying, D. So I'm with Cheryl on that. Like, if I ask you out, I'm gonna pay. I have no problem with that. But majority of the time I am asked out. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. But I'm gonna also say that the few times that I have asked men out, the men that I'm actually dating, and I pull out my card to pay, they're like, no, I'm serious. This was my treat. And they refuse to allow me to pay. And I think, and guys, you give me your opinion, because, you know, we have men in the building. I think it has something to do with the fact that I don't ask for anything. Like, I'm not asking you to pay for my bills. I'm not asking you to pay for my nails or anything like that, or get my hair done or nothing like that. So technically in his world, the only thing he's really doing is buying me food and drinks if I choose to spend time with him. Would that make a difference? Let me know.
So let me chime in real quick, right? So this is how I operated, right? And this is still, well, I can't say, I'm a married man now, so I operate completely different now. But before I was married, right? So this is how I operated, right? Mimi, Cheryl, mm-hmm. y'all said some beautiful things, right? So if I take a young lady out on a date, right? Date one, offer it. Already in my mind, there's no question. That's on me, right? Date two, and mind you, it doesn't matter. Typically, it's going to be the guy to ask, right? The woman is going to, the girl, she's going to go ahead and make herself available. You guys are going to flirt, whatnot, this, then the third. And then you're likely, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be the one that asks, yo, let's do this, let's do that, right? So date two, I take you out, cool, no pressure. Date three, date four. Now, I don't think it's really ever real men. Now I'm talking about real men. I don't think it's ever really their intent for a woman to actually pull out her card and pay. What they want to see, I believe, is the gesture. Just like you said, Mimi, if I was back in the days, like let's say if we dated, date number four, date number five, as long as you made that gesture to go in your purse and pull out your card, yo, and I'm the type of dude, I'll let you go in your purse, pull out the card, place it on the table. I won't say a word. I'll wait till the waiter comes up and then I'll hand them my card. I just, because a lot of women then got hit to the game, so that they'll pull false movements now. They'll reach out like they're reaching in the purse, and then you see what I'm saying? Buddy's like, I'm gonna let you do the whole act. I'm gonna let you do the whole act because I'm, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a vet in the game.
Hey, Wise, can I tag you in on that with you?
Yeah, do your thing.
I was gonna say too. That's true. Kind of. That's my same. What's my same dating format? I'm a married man as well now. But yeah, that first date, second date, that was on me. But I think as I kind of matured in dating, though, and especially since, you know, a lot of my prime dating time was during, you know, the recession time, where it was a little expensive to be going, you know, out on those $50, $60 dinners and stuff. I found out a lot of time while I was waiting for that next paycheck round to come up to re-up, you know, to go, you know, wine and dine this young lady. She wanted to spend that time with me and offered, well, you know, I can pay for the meal too. You know, this is just about us being together. And I think that came with some dating maturity too, that, you know, it was less my male ego that, man, I don't want her to pay for this, but it was more time that she wanted to spend this time with me, that she was willing, you know, to finance whatever we were going to do that night. And I think, like I said, that came from, you know, some male, you know, ego checking that, you know, this ain't about me providing, this is about us spending time. And so that, and then just to take us back a little bit, I was trying to get connected when you guys got into it, what kind of, I won't say triggered me, but what pulled me into the conversation was about the pursuing thing. And I was hoping, wisely said this too, kind of as for being in the married camp, but just getting to that married point, you haven't chased that person down, you haven't caught that person, because each day from there, that person changes. I find out every day that something that used to be my wife's favorite isn't her favorite anymore. And I bring that home and she's like, I don't like that anymore. And so
no, I didn't want to get that advance. I didn't want
to
get that.
Yeah, but they need to. A lot of this conversation has been single perspective minded.
No, let me speak on it, Milton.
And I was thinking about you. And so before that too, though, I think there's also, before you go, there's a slight difference too between long-term committed relationships and marriage. Marriage kind of is a whole nother level. I've been married. Oh, okay.
Milton,
well, I'm sorry.
I'm divorced. So. No, it's right, okay. 10 years in the game. So I have some.
I removed my Ashton there. Yes. Yeah. You know where it's at. Then go ahead, Mimi.
No, you guys are talking. I just heard you say single perspective only. Okay. There was any, and I was like, no, let me correct you on that.
All right, well, yeah, that was something. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it was kind of combined in there, because, yeah, like I say, I don't know if you want to use pursue, chase, whatever, court. You know, that's a daily thing with my wife, and the same thing with her. You know, if she
as it should be.
I think it was like some commercial or some wildest tea stuff going on, and I've been looking for it in stores. And I was like, man, I can't find this anywhere.
What is it?
It was called Wildest Tea. It's some new like lemon tea mixed with some alcohol in it, and it's supposed to be like all natural and all of that. I've been looking for it, but you can't find it. Like, they're doing this real strategic marketing. So anyway, that's my subject on that. But
let me make some calls.
All right, let me know. And but like, you know, to find out that my wife like found one time and secured it, and you know, that was kind of an intimate move on her side. She probably got some that night. But it was just because of that relationship, to know that she knew me that well to be out looking for this thing that I wanted. And, you know, when you talk about courtship, that's, like I say, we're married. You know, we've won each other, but we still have to win each other daily. And, you know, because we continue to grow as people. And I think that's the one thing that a lot of single people with, I'm going to win this person. I'm going to chase them down. I'm going to get them. And then we're married now. You know, now
I want to be chased when I'm 80, but I'm not chased, excuse me. I want my husband to pursue me and still like grab my ass when we're in the nursing home at 80. You know, that's what I'm saying when I say I want
to. Just women, to all the women on the chat and all, just be careful grabbing your dude, but we don't like that. You know, don't do it. We don't like that.
Yeah, no.
I don't know about
That's 100% milk. Don't grab your man's butt.
It's never gonna be cool.
Don't grab your man's butt. Don't matter what day, age, era, yes. It will never work.
I don't even like when my wife trying to be the big spoon. You know, like, we gotta turn around. Nah, no cuddling. I'm the small spoon. We gotta flip right quick.
You talking about what? She trying to hug you from the back?
Yeah, she loves that big spoon. I'm like, nah, this ain't right. Man, this ain't natural.
Trying to do something crazy.
Yeah, she be thrusting a little much back though. Like, what? Nah, this ain't right. Oh, sorry, I was just adjusting my hips. Nah, turn around. Right. Oh yes, know that. But yeah, like I said, that was the only thing I wanted to jump.
I had on pearls, I'd be clutching on.
Yeah, exactly. So big spoon. I'm telling y'all right now, the man secrets. We don't like being a little spoon.
Boom, and there you have it. Y'all like them sound effects? You know, I'll be putting them little sound effects in there. You know what I'm saying? Man, it should sound like legit. But hopefully you enjoyed the conversation so far about women are the prize, but aren't men the catch too? Definitely a spirited one. And just so you know, if you ever want to take part in these conversations, just peep game. I'll definitely let you know on the Facebook page, Stirring the Pot, and on Instagram, Stirring the Pot Talks. So just peep game on both them sites, interact with us, continue on with these conversations, and part two will be dropping shortly. Thank you for dropping in, and peace out.
Draco? Don't worry.